Welcome to the Fuller Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Monday, the 18th of January, recording at 8:42 p.m., and that's Greenwich Mean Time. Now, first, a quick look at the highlights here today. Stock markets were generally firmer in Asia. A couple of exceptions were the Hang Seng Index and the Nikkei. Let's see, European stock markets were slightly firmer on this quiet day. The U.S. quiet partly because the U.S. markets are closed, or the U.S. stock market is closed. I see in Canada, Mexico, and Brazil, we've got modest gains in here today. Long-dated government bonds slightly firmer in terms of the prices. Now, the dollar was so a small rally this morning and ended the day with a small decline, although it's currently unchanged against the euro, which is a soft currency. But the dollar is a bit weaker against sterling, which is up, for instance, to 163.32, and also a bit weaker against the commodity currencies. Now, what else to mention? Biggest development, I think, possibly on the day, is the firmness of some of these precious metals, particularly palladium. Another strong move to a new high, but platinum right behind it with another strong move to a new high for this trend. And silver, solid performance, 1866, and gold up. Gold was the laggard, but still up $2.68, that is. Takes it up to $11.3360. And that's pretty much the main story. Industrial metals, a little bit mixed, but nickel, which is been firm recently, having underperformed until that key day reversal, upside key day reversal that I pointed out last week. It's a firmer in here. And crude steadied somewhat, having dipped down to 77.07, closed at 78.25. Maybe the weather's not going to be so warm as we enjoyed on Sunday, some of us at any rate. Okay, so what's going on here overall? Well, judging from stock markets, which last week, it should be mentioned, saw a few downside key day reversals. They were quite small, generally, but they included things like the Toronto Composite Index, the DAX Index, and one or two others that escape my recall at the moment, although Owen has done a review of them in here today. Now, what's going on with those? Well, it's a negative signal, as anyone who's attended the chart seminar will know. And I think last week I'd mentioned in at least one of the audios that we were in a slightly short-term overbought condition following a good opening to the year, good year end up till New Year, and then the first week and a bit after New Year's Day, markets did really quite well. So that created a very short-term overbought condition. My guess is that we're just responding to that, and that a little bit of a pause and a pullback was the order of the day. Now, I'm not looking for a significant reaction, partly because we have only recently just broken up out of those large trading ranges. But if my faith in the overall trends is justified, then we hopefully won't see much downside follow through for stock market indices that saw those keys last week. Hopefully we won't see much downside follow through here this week. And that's my best guess, but it's no secret that markets are a little bit nervous in here. You can regard that as a contrary indicator, or say that it's fully justified, given the uncertainties over what follows the proposed withdrawal of quantitative easing in March, assuming that, or after March, assuming that is what actually happens, whether central banks leave their bond markets to government bond markets to dangle slowly in the wind, or twist slowly in the wind, I think is the expression, or do they switch to some sort of plan B? Well, we don't know, do we? And possibly the central banks don't know for sure, although they'll have several strategies in mind, depending on what happens. When I look at the economic data, and I've posted, I haven't written much copy, feeling a little under the weather, but I've done plenty of reading and posted some interesting reports, or reports that I hope you find interesting. One of them showing a number of graphs for the US economy, just indicating that those deflationary pressures still very much have the upper hand. So the Fed won't be too thrilled by that. And where we do not see any deflationary pressures, that's more in the category of medical expenditures, the hospitalization, medical commodities, that kind of thing, the things that a society needs most, in other words. Okay, so what to expect here? Well, let's watch what these stock markets do this week. But where we have seen those little keys, that there I would like to see those stock markets not get downside follow through this week, but either range sideways or push back up above the key highs. Incidentally, some of those keys, including the SPTSX, that's Toronto, and also the DAX, occurred near round number, psychological round number levels, where there was also some lateral trading evident at 12,000 and 6,000 respectively. So it's not too surprising that we saw that sort of action. Resources had a good day today, and I think that's quite probably going to continue. Also, looking around Indian banks, which had been firm but just lagging slightly behind the Sensex index and the Nifty 50 index, had a good upside day here today, and this quiet day generally. That Indian stock market still looks remarkably firm. And China was up today, but it sort of lagged a little bit on concern over the mild gradualist tightening that China has engaged in. That incidentally caused quite a flap in the commentaries that I saw, or some of the commentaries that I saw last week, but a very small incremental increase in reserve requirements is not the equivalent of a monetary squeeze. But it raised some eyebrows, as I've indicated. What else to mention? US dollar. Mixed bag here, really. Steady-ish against things like the euro, which are quite weak. But the dollar itself is a bit weak against resources currencies and most Asian currencies. My hunch is that we just get ranging in here for the most part, with some downward drift by the dollar. But it'll be interesting to see what happens when those fourth quarter GDP figures come through. My own hunch on those fourth quarter GDP figures is that they'll be quite strong, but they will. The underlying strength of the economies is not as good as it will seem on the raw data, because it will be shown on a on an annualized quarter basis. In other words, be comparing the fourth quarter of 2009 with the fourth quarter of 2008. Well, the fourth quarter in 2008 was a total meltdown, as you know, as was the first quarter of 2009. So the figures will flatter a little bit. Now, people should know that already. It's something that I've been forecasting for quite a long time. But if we get strength in the dollar and sterling as their GDP figures for the fourth quarter annualized come through quite strongly, well, remain to be seen. I would be a little bit surprised, but markets are full of surprises. Or I'll put it this way, I'd be surprised if any knee-jerk reaction, which might be up in the dollar, up in sterling, and up in the stock market, maybe down in bonds, I'd be very surprised if that any sudden flurry of interest in those markets as a result of those GDP figures persisted for more than a day or so. Therefore, it's hardly worth mentioning it, but I did want to cover it once. Okay, what else to mention? I talked about the industrial commodities, very firm overall. Copper's strong in here today, and I mentioned nickel, which has been pushing up every day since that key. I wouldn't be surprised to see silver and gold follow the lead that they're now getting from platinum and palladium. So again, floor money themes still look good, and that's pretty much it here today. Meanwhile, all the very best to all of you.